Smarty Pants presents Going Ape for Grape Juice by Jacob Lockett. Are we there yet? Greasy asked from the back seat, braiding her thick black hair. Gilroy, Gracie's brother, pounded his chest excitedly.
Ooh, ooh.
Granny Gorilla's house is just around the corner, Mrs. Silverback called. I can't ape to get there, Gracie said to Gilroy. I haven't seen Granny since you were a baby. You'll love her. When they arrived, leafy, twisty vines met their eyes. Vines covered the yard, the fence, and even Granny's house. Mind your manners, Mrs. Silverback instructed as the kids swung out of the car. You weren't raised in a jungle. They knuckle walked to the porch. On the way, they passed under an arbor where groups of fat grapes dangled in the wind. Granny threw open the door, embracing Gracie. I go really love your braids. She patted Gracie's brother. You must be little Gilroy. Well, little when I last saw you. You've grown like a vine. Come, we're making grape juice. Ape juice? Gilroy asked, scared. Grape juice, banana bunches, Granny giggled, ushering them inside. Haven't you ever had grape juice before? No, Gilroy said timidly. Gracie nudged him. It's wildly delicious. I used to drink it all the time. In Granny's kitchen, two baskets overflowed with clusters of grapes. Gilroy sniffed them. Those are Concord grapes, Granny smiled, tying on her apron. They're perfect for juice making. Did you pick all these yourself? Gracie asked. I did. It usually takes me an hour or two to pick grapes. But I was at it all day today. I just felt so tired. Granny sighed, her head drooping like a low-hanging branch. Do you want to rest? Gilroy asked worriedly. Granny straightened up. I'm fine, she said quickly. Let's wash grapes. Gracie turned on the tap. I hope our juice will taste like the kind I used to get at the Gorilla Grocery. Homemade juice might taste a little bit different than store-bought juice, Granny said, a glint in her eye. And a little bit better, too. Everyone rinsed the grape clusters. Cold water made the fruit gleam like purple marbles. Next, Granny showed them how to pull the fruit off the stems. Gilroy plucked a shriveled grape. Is this one bad? Absolutely. Wrinkly ones go in the trash with the stems. Granny lumbered into her pantry and brought out a big steel pot. Gilroy watched as she struggled to carry it across the kitchen. She set the pot on her stove with a loud clang. Granny panted, wiping her brow. Are you okay? Gilroy asked. The pot's just a little heavy, Granny grunted, putting on a happy face. That's all. Gilroy and Gracie shuffled over with their grapes. Granny threw the fruit into the pot. She covered them in water and flipped the stove on. When the water boiled, Granny lowered the heat. We'll let it simmer. While they waited, they played baboon bingo. Gilroy won every game.
Ooh, ooh.
Gracie peeked into the steaming pot. The water's purple. Pretty ape-mazing, huh? Granny said. The heat sucked the juice from the fruit. Now we'll strain it. Granny grabbed a strainer from the bottom drawer with her toes. Gilroy noticed her foot shaking as she placed the strainer over a bowl on the counter. Gracie labeled juice through the old strainer. The liquid flowed through its tiny holes as her fruit pulp got stuck. The juice made a funny sound to Gracie as it plip-plop-plopped into the large bowl. Granny uncovered the bowl. Some pulp still floated in the juice. Want to strain it again? Granny asked, scratching her head. She found an ant in her hair. She tossed it into her mouth. I don't mind pulp, Gracie replied, displaying her large canine teeth. I love chewing. You get that from me, Granny said, munching on the bug. What now? Gilroy asked. We find another clean pot. Hang on, Gilroy said worriedly. A pot like the last one? Granny nodded tiredly. Gilroy turned to the pantry. Granny seemed so weak to him, and he remembered the trouble she had gone through carrying the other pot. I'll get it. It's too heavy, Granny started, but Gilroy charged ahead. In the pantry, Gilroy lifted the pot off a shelf. His arms buckled under the weight. The pot fell, missing his toes by a hair. Granny and Gracie rushed to him on all fours. Do we need the first aid kit? Gracie asked. He's all right, Granny said, inspecting Gilroy. What were you thinking, Banana Bunches? You can't just monkey around like that. That pot's too heavy for you. And you too, Gilroy pointed out, crossing his arms. Granny thought. She kissed Gilroy's forehead. You're right. Even though I'm a primate, I'm not in my prime. I can't haul another huge pot. How can we finish making juice? Gracie asked. Gilroy clapped. We'll carry the pot together. Good thinking, Granny winked. You're a chimp off the old block. Everyone lifted the pot. Together, sharing the load, they carefully trekked across the kitchen. They reached the stove, setting the pot down with ease. Granny roared with laughter. Now we can get back into the swing of things. Granny poured the juice into the clean pot. When the juice boiled, Granny turned to Gilroy. As a reward for being such a smart simian, you can add all the sugar. Gilroy happily climbed onto the counter and spooned some in. He watched the sugar dissolve as Gracie stirred. Is it done? Gilroy asked. Almost, Granny said, ladling hot juice into a pitcher and shoving it in the fridge. As they waited for the juice to cool, the kids taught Granny how to dance the banana split. She was a natural. Granny poured the juice into glasses. Gracie sipped. She gasped. Wow, this does taste better than store-bought juice. Gilroy rubbed his hairy belly. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Want to know why it's so yummy? Granny asked. It's because we made it together, helping each other along the way. You can taste the love we share. Everyone hugged. Can we make more? Gracie asked. Granny chuckled. The next time you visit, maybe we can make something else from grapes. How about jelly? Gilroy licked his lips. Sounds great to me. The end.